Today's Av Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf. The mission at the start of the parak we learned yesterday taught a halacha that we should not eat samuch lemincha. We should not eat at that time later in the day when it is getting a few hours close to the opening of the Yom Tov until we get to the Seder. Rashi says, "Kedei sheyochol matzah shel mitzvah leteyavon." Make sure that you're going to be hungry for that special taste of the matzah, the mitzvah of the matzah we're going to have on the Seder night. You should have an appetite for it. Mishum hidur mitzvah. We want to make sure that we fulfill that mitzvah in the greatest way possible. So we try not to fill our stomachs with other things so that we can have that space and that enjoyment when the matzah comes around. The Gemara points out that this halacha is not unique to Pesach and features as a rule by Shabbos and Yom Tov in general, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha, we follow the rule on Erev Yom Tov as well, including Pesach and on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah brings in Hilchos Yom Tov in Simen Tav Kuf Chavtes Sif Aleph. Ba'asur lecho mimincha lamala. You're not supposed to eat from mincha and on. We're talking about here the later mincha of the day. Be'erev Yom Tov kama b'Shabbos shezeu michlal kavod. Even on Erev Yom Tov, even though the Rambam doesn't bring this, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, the Ramah brings even on Erev Yom Tov, just like on Erev Shabbos, we have to have that honor going in, not to stuff ourselves before we get into the Shabbos of the Yom Tov. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Alach Yud Beis, adds in the Gemara, we're going to learn on Kufches, V'chachamim Rishonim, Ayumar Ivin Atzman. There were Chachamim who would starve themselves, Erev Pesach, Kedei Lechol Matzah V'taiva, V'yum Mitzos Chavivin Alav. They wanted to make sure the Mitzos would be beloved upon them. Eat the mitzvah, eat the matzah when they were very hungry. Comes the Gemara in our daf and tells a story, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when they were dining together in Erev Shabbos and Shabbos came in, they debated what to do. Should we continue the meal or should we stop and recite Birkos HaMazon? They did neither. Rather, the Gemara says in the end, they were Poreis Mapo Makadesh. They covered the table, they made Kiddush and they continued their meal. We are not told what kind of suda this was, but let's assume it was very chashuv. Let's assume it was an important meal. So how does that fit with the issues of going into Shabbos when a person is hungry and has an appetite? So two other points are mentioned by the Rashba. Gittin Lamaches brings that as a result of the busyness of the meal, one will not prepare for Shabbos and will lose out on Onik Shabbos. So another issue that's part of this going into Shabbos to make sure that we have an appetite. And the Bir Alacha brings a third point. There will be a Zilzul B'Kavod Shabbos, not just Onik Shabbos, and not just an issue of appetite, but an issue of Kavod Shabbos, because you're doing like Fridays, like Shabbos. You're having a big meal on Friday, you're having a big meal on Shabbos. What's the difference between Shabbos and Friday? So Rav Yogel published a tshuva before Purim Tavshin Pei Aleph, when the 14th of Adar fell on an Erev Shabbos, so Purim fell on a Friday, and he addresses these points. This is number one: if you're still in the same meal, if you're doing Purim Mappa Makadish, you're still in the same meal, then your appetite is on, your stomach is open, you're ready to eat more. The second point: if the Suda is actually going into Shabbos, you have everything ready for Shabbos before you even begin, and he compares it to bringing in Shabbos early, and when you bring in Shabbos early, you actually have less time in the day. Therefore, we see the same argument that it would be okay. And the third point: since it is one Suda, not two separate Sudas, and stretches into Shabbos, there's not going to be a zilzul of Kavod Shabbos. Halach lemaisa, the Raman, Hilchos Purim, Reish Mem Tes, Siv Beitz, held that when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, l'chachila, ideally one should do the Suda in the morning. And this seems to be the Minag Yisrael. However, Rav Yogel brings the Meiri and other Rishonim. There was a Minag Yerushalayim. The Meiri brings a strong Minag to do Poreis Mapa Mekadesh, to start the Suda a little bit later and go into Shabbos the way that it's described here in Ardaf. Rav Yogel says that one could even suggest the story or not on Ardaf was the Suda's Purim itself. The Rav Yehuda and his friends, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Gamliel, it was Purim, it was Erev Shabbos, and we hear Rav Yosef quoting the Megillah. We have a hint to the fact that maybe it was Purim Shimon who says he wanted to go against Rav Yossi. He says, "Agam lichboshes hamalkim v'vayis, you're going to paskin against me in my own home." Therefore, this option has solid ground to stand on. We can't really call it a bidyeved. As long as one figures out how to get around some of the halachic issues that need ironing out. Number one, responsibility of knowing oneself. Don't lose out on one end of Mitzvah Shabbos if a person is going to drink too much. Number two, the Suda pauses at Hadlakas Neros. Even bring it in a few minutes early before Shkia to grab a little bit of Tosefa Shabbos. Make a verbal Kabbal Shabbos or Sin Kabbal Shabbos and then make Kiddush. Number three, there's no Bori Pri Gafen unless one didn't drink wine before. That should be made. Regular Shabbos Kiddush, regular Shabbos Kiddush made. Poris Mapa either means cover the whole table or put out Tuchals and cover those, symbolizing this is a new Suda. We paskin no hamotzi, but yes to lechem mishnah. You should put two challahs together. Even better if you get your hamotzi from someone else. Finally, regarding alanisim, we paskin that if one had a challah all the way past dark, only ritzei is recited. Ultimately, halacha requires us to be sensitive and aware of kavod Shabbos to prioritize going into Pesach and Shabbos with the highest preparation, both physically and spiritually.